Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. There used to be a psychological test that psychologists used to assess individuals to see whether they were thinking normally or abnormally. For example, if I showed you a picture of a cup, you might say, coffee. And the psychologist would write down normal thinking. However, if someone showed you a picture of a butterfly and you said, Ohio, the person, the assessor might go, that's abnormal, that's weird. Why would you say Ohio? Something's wrong. However, it turns out that this test isn't altogether accurate or helpful for assessment. For the person who said Ohio just happened to be associating butterflies with an exhibit that they saw at a zoo in Ohio. She wasn't abnormal in her thinking. She just had a strong association with Ohio and butterflies. But associations are a huge part of our experience of life. Show me the beach, and I think Gulf Shores. Show me a mountain, and I say, let's go hiking. Show me liver and onions, and I say, show me the bathroom. What associations do you have with water, blood, and spirit? Rather than a pool, a Band-Aid, and a ghost tour, St. John today, the one who wrote our epistle, would have us associate these three things with one thing. That's the coming of Jesus. These three things, water, blood, and spirit, are witnesses for us and our salvation of the coming of Jesus. Listen again to the epistle from 1 John chapter 5. This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three things agree. He came by water. What does John mean by that? Well, he doesn't spell it out in the text. He kind of leaves this up to our imagination, doesn't he? But he assumes our knowledge of the Old Testament and the New, so we don't have to get too creative to understand what he means. The water by which Jesus Christ came could include the waters of creation. For John does say he was there at creation. The Word became flesh. The Word that was there at the beginning, all things made through him. And the Word, the Spirit of God, hovered over the face of the waters. Could be that water. It could be the flood of Noah, or the crossing of the Red Sea in the Old Testament, or the crossing of the Jordan into the Promised Land. All these things help in telling the coming Messiah. They help form the backdrop of the world in which God sent his Son to save. They help answer the question, what kind of world did God send Jesus to? And how did he prepare the way of salvation for man? We hear of a perfect world at creation, water separated from land. We hear of a sinful world at creation, which needed to be flooded. Then we hear of a world that was being saved by God, who led people through the waters on dry ground to the Promised Land, where God himself dwelt with them. Hard to imagine God's work of old without water. Even in God's temple, the priests had to wash before they went into the presence of God, wash everything. And in Ezekiel's vision of heaven, what do you see? The river of life with fishes and all sorts of swarming creatures. And what it says, everything there will live where the river goes. Then came Jesus by the water of the virgin's womb. Then came Jesus to the Jordan River to be baptized, or to the wedding at Cana, where he turned water into wine, or the Sea of Galilee, in which he walked upon. Well, first he called his disciples to be his disciples, and later returned to walk upon that sea. And finally, to the day Jesus was crucified. And what happened at the sixth hour? A man with a spear, a Roman soldier, pierced his side, and out came water and blood. Not water only, it says, but water and blood. Surely this is what St. John was thinking of when he said that he came by water and the blood, as those two go together as a unit. Blood recalls all the sacrifices of the Old Testament, doesn't it? The blood of the bulls and the blood of the lambs and the goats that were sacrificed on the altar of atonement to atone for the sins of the people. And that is our Christ, the one who came by water and by the blood. Not by water only, but the water and the blood. The Apostle John also says in the epistle, the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses from every sin. All sin. There isn't anything, not a thing, that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, because he came by water and blood. Those are symbols to make us remember that all things are forgiven. Nothing can stand in the way of our fellowship with the Father and the Son because of his water and blood, the saving water and his saving blood. So water and blood testify to Jesus coming as he came, a real man in the flesh to save sinners like us. The third witness in the text is that of the Spirit. Jesus says soon that I will send you the Spirit from on high. He's talking about what he does when he ascends up into heaven, which we celebrate this week, by the way. Ascension is this Thursday. We'll have a service at 7 p.m. Jesus ascended up into heaven, sits at God's right hand. That's the 40th day after Easter. 50th day after Easter is Pentecost, in which God, Jesus, sends the Holy Spirit to help be the birthday of the church, really. Where now the church has that Spirit of God upon them to help be witnesses to the ends of the earth that Jesus Christ came and Jesus Christ will come again. The Spirit was there at creation, hovering over the waters. The Spirit was there at Jesus' baptism, descending on him like a dove. And at his cross, Jesus looked up and gave up his Spirit. The book of Romans even says the Spirit raised God's Son back to life. We will soon be hearing more about the Spirit at Pentecost. But St. John here says he is a witness with the water and the blood of Jesus coming. What do you think of when you hear the Holy Spirit? St. John makes the case here in Scripture that agreeing with the water and the blood, we associate the Holy Spirit with the coming of Jesus. May you forever associate being a Christian with the testimony of the water and the blood and the Spirit of Christ. These things agree. And in these things, the witnesses of the gospel, we have life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.